Exposure to police violence can leave a lasting mark on a victim's mind. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jordan DeWilder, associate professor at the Graduate School of Social Service at Fordham University, discusses how psychological distress can linger after an encounter.
The contentious debate around police violence in the United States is focused almost exclusively on mortality, but the more pervasive effect on the mental health of communities that face high rates of police violence has gone largely unacknowledged. We conducted the Survey of Police Public Encounters to better understand the prevalence of police violence among a general population sample of adults living in Baltimore and New York City, focusing on disparities in police violence exposure and its association with mental health difficulties. We found that the self-reported rates of police violence exposure were unexpectedly high. More than 7% of respondents reported a physical encounter with police over the past year, and 3% reported sexual violence from a police officer. 13% reported psychological victimization, and 15% stated they experienced neglect. Fitting the current media narrative, all forms of violence exposure were indeed more commonly reported among people of color, particularly Black and Latino respondents. Prevalence was also higher among male and transgender respondents and among younger adults aged 18 to 24. We also found that respondents exposed to police violence were significantly more likely to report concurrent psychological distress and suicidal behavior, and to endorse symptoms called psychotic experiences, which are indicators of psychosis vulnerability that have been shown to be highly sensitive to social trauma. All mental health outcomes were more common among respondents who were exposed to physical violence with a weapon or sexual violence, suggesting that these symptoms result from the stress and trauma of an assaultive encounter. This study suggests that greater training on conflict de-escalation for police officers, the use of crisis intervention teams for high-risk encounters, and the provision of trauma-informed mental health services to victims of police violence are all needed for protecting community mental health.
That was Jordan DeWilder of Fordham University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.